Thank you all for the wonderful songs this morning. I had a unique vantage point this morning when I was just right out front, right out in the vestibule. I was able to see from the side many of you coming in this morning and watch many of you come in with smiles on your faces. In fact, one of our children I saw was able to run in the church with a grin from ear to ear like that. So to be able to sing that love lifted me, I've got a strong suspicion to say that perhaps you had love in your heart even before we sang that song. And so it's a great affirmation. It's not an instruction, but it's an affirmation of what you are already feeling. I want to invite you this morning into a letter that the Apostle Paul is writing to the Philippians. It's Philippians chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 4, continue through verse 9. This is from I'm going to lift up a translation of the Bible. It's called the New Living Translation. You don't have to use that. You don't had to like it even, but it's the one that I'm using today. But it is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, continuing through verse 9, the NLT version, the New Living Translation. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. And then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all that you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing, and then the God of peace will be with you. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we do give you thanks for these words. Words that you are speaking in our very midst right now. And I pray and ask, oh God, that as our hearts come together, and that as we meet together in one accord, that you may speak into our lives. Lord, let us cast off our anxiety. Let us cast off our own guard, and let us be open, Lord, to what you would say to us. Let us have eyes so that we may see, Lord, the way that you see our world. Give us ears so that we may hear and comprehend those things that you may be speaking to us today. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the words that you have spoken into my heart. And I pray and ask that as I speak this morning, that the words that I share, that they will be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. For these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there's a moment a few years ago, you can hear me sharing that with the children this morning. There's a moment a few years ago that I took to learn more about gratitude. I'm a person where, like our children were talking about, if you were asking me when someone says thank you, I'm someone that several years ago, I wouldn't know how that made me feel either. I mean, most of the time, it would have been no feeling whatsoever. But being thankful and being a thankful person is not a default position to me. It was not something that came naturally to me any means. I would know if somebody slammed the door in my face. I would know exactly how that made me feel, but not the thankful, not the thank you. I wouldn't know how that would make me feel. But I will say that even coming into gratitude, learning about gratitude, this was not, it was in a sense self-serving for me because I came across this, this study and this research that was backing and said, you know, people who are grateful, people that do this thing about writing down a couple things, three things that they're grateful for every single day, people that keep a gratitude journal, that research says that they're 25% happier. And so that's how I started getting into gratitude. It was that because I was thinking, well, yeah, I would love to be 25% happier. And so that was my journey. That's my journey into gratitude. But over that, from a few years into this place, and this is exactly what is true with our children, it's true with us as adults too, that we have all been created by God to be thankful people. It's the way that God has formed us. It's the way that God has shaped us. This goes all the way back to the prophets, Jeremiah, when he says, before you were born, when you were being formed, I knit you and I shaped you together in the womb. This is one of the ways that God has created us, one of the ways that God has shaped us, that we have been created to be thankful people. And I'm not just talking about saying thank you when someone does something nice for you. I'm not talking about saying thank you for when someone has given you something. That is a form of gratitude. But really what that is it's just being polite. It's being kind and it's being polite. It's nice, but you... And it's one of the things that we grow into as adults. It's one of those things that we move together as adults, that you are created for so much more than just being kind and polite when it comes around thankfulness and when it comes around gratitude. Today's reading, that Paul is writing to the Philippians, who had a lot in their lives that they could be thankful for, but they also had a lot of challenges in their lives, just like all of us have. But today's reading in Philippians chapter 4, tell God what you need. It's a Bible verse that is buried in the scripture that we are reading this morning, but tell God what you need. This is an invitation that Paul reminds us of, an invitation that is not only true for the Philippians, but an invitation that is true for every single one of us to tell God what you need today. Imagine the invitation that God has given you right now in this moment. What do you need in this very moment? You may say, well, you better get ready, God, because I've got a list, and it's a mile long. I've got a lot of needs that are right here. I've got a list, God. But that is the kind of invitation that God gives us. As long as our list may be, as long as the needs on our list may be, God is eager to hear and even move in our lives for that list, no matter how long it is. And one of the things about it is that we can easily be overwhelmed by our needs. And it's why, especially when they keep coming, especially when those needs keep coming, it's why Paul reminds us that this is an invitation that God gives us. Tell God what you need. I mean, when the plans don't seem to be solidifying, don't seem to be coming together as we get ready for Thanksgiving, as our family and friends never seem to get along, never seem to come together, those needs that wake us up in the middle of the night, those needs that keep coming one right after the other, this is what the Apostle Paul teaches us, is that that's the needs. Those are the needs that God is inviting us to express. Those are the needs that God is inviting us to share and say, this, God, is what I need in this moment. This is what I need in my life right now. Because our needs are never larger or more than what God can hear and also what God can act on. And then this is the part that is just as important. And this is the part where we get to actually not only read and study and memorize our Bibles, but we get to actually put it into practice. And this is the part that is just as important when we're able to say that our reading from Philippians chapter 4, tell God what you need, but notice that immediately after that and thank Him for all that He has done. And so why do we do this? Why do we thank God for what God has done? And it's back to who we've been created to be. Because we have been created by God to be thankful people. You have been created by God to show gratitude. And it's in this ongoing, growing relationship with God where we tell God what we need and thank God for what God has done. This is how we become thankful people. Expressing our needs and thanking God for what God has done for us. There's this really famous story of Jesus who was healing 10 lepers. Now, as the gospel according to St. Luke reminds us in chapter 17 that Jesus enters into a village. And as Jesus comes into this village, immediately Jesus hears these words. There's people that are shouting at Jesus, says, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us," they shout. Over and over, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus responds, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And this is where the miracle happens. When Jesus says, "Go and show yourselves to the priest," the miracle happens because as they are going on their way, they were healed. Now, some translations will pick up this very ancient idea about what healing is. Some translations of that will say that as they went, they were made whole. Which is for a long time in this world, that when you were healed, that traditionally people understood that a healing brings a kind of wholeness in your life. That healing brings a kind of wholeness in everything about you, everything that has happened. So as they were going, they were made whole. And you know the story. You probably know this story. Again, it's from Luke chapter 17. St. Luke offers these words. But one of them returns. One of them, one out of the 10. You can do the percentages. You know what that number is. But one out of the 10, they return to Jesus and thanked Jesus for the healing that occurred. And Jesus asked the question. You already know it. Because this is a story that lives well beyond the church, lives well beyond the Bible. But you know this one. Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? Jesus is not shaming the other 9. He's not calling them out. He's not putting them on the spot. This is not Jesus turning his back on them. Oh, these ungrateful people that are here. Jesus asked. And inquires and asks, "Where are the other 9? Because we have been created. We have been made by God to be people who are thankful. And when we miss out on being grateful, when we miss out on being thankful, when we miss out on that, we are not living into that full life that God has created us to live. See those other 9? They have missed part of what God has imagined for their lives. They have missed part of the way that God has made them. And that way that God has made them is to be thankful as a part of this full and complete life that God has created them to live, and also part of the life that God has created us to live. There's a researcher, Dr. Robert Edmonds, professor of psychology at the University of California at Davis. And he writes this. He's spent a lifetime researching gratitude and the effects that gratitude has on our lives. Again, his name's Dr. Robert Evans. He says this: gratitude enriches human life. It elevates, it energizes, it inspires and transforms. And those who practice it will experience significant improvements in several areas of life, including relationships, academics. Now, academics, he is on a college campus. But in relationships, academics, energy level, and even dealing with tragedy and crisis. Could it be? Could it be in the midst of tragedy? Could it be in the midst of crisis that being thankful, expressing gratitude, feeling gratitude, could it be that that could help us in moments of tragedy and crisis? These 10 men, these lepers, who have a highly contagious skin disease, not returning to say thank you is completely understandable because they've lost so much in their lives. In fact, going and showing yourself to the priest, that's the first step. That's the first step in returning to their spouses, to their friends, to their families. The first step to a brand new life, to go and show yourself to the priest. And yet Jesus knows that gratitude jumpstarts that new life, connects them with who they are because of the way that God has created them to be, and that is truly thankful people. Again, Robert Evans will write this: "We are grateful when we affirm that a source of goodness exists in all of our lives." And so this journey about how do we become thankful? Well, it starts with telling God what we need. And then thanking God for all that God has done in our lives. This is a really interesting pilot program that was done in the city of Birmingham. couple of years ago. Well, in fact, it started in February of 2022 and went for an entire year, ended in February of 2023. But it was a pilot program called Embrace Mothers Program. And what they did in Birmingham, the city of Birmingham is not the only city that has done this, but other cities throughout our country have experimented with this. But for Embrace Alabama Mothers pilot project that happened, they guaranteed income, $375 per month from February 2022 to February of 2023 to 10 single mothers. So every month, each mother is going to get $375. And so what happened at the end of that is there was some research to take a look at what this Embrace Mothers, what this pilot program, what it accomplished, what happened. And so what immediately began to show, what immediately emerged from this pilot program is that there weren't really transformative changes that happened. The kind of changes that you would imagine, like with housing or transportation, those are pretty fixed. And so really didn't do that. Although it did show for a few of them that there was steadier employment during that year, and just attributing that idea to, you know, not late to work, not missing the bus as often, just some of that. Well, there's one thing that emerged, one thing that stood out as the research happened, and that is that, and this is the one that caught me, this is the one that got me, is that there was some stories that emerged that said that what happened in one of these instances is that a mother was able to buy cupcakes for her daughter. Now her daughter was in school and saw that when your birthday comes up, that a lot of kids in the classroom, that they would bring cupcakes. You know, parents would bring cupcakes, and they bring cupcakes for everybody in the class, whether it's 17 in the class, whether it's 20, whether it's 24, they would bring cupcakes. This student, this her daughter, had never had that. And so because of this program, her mother was able to buy her cupcakes and bring them and share with the whole class. And another one, there was one Saturday when a mother was able to take her daughter skating for the very first time. And so when the researchers began to peel back, they said, you know, these are moments that are milestone moments that are imprinted on a child's life. First time a mother brings in cupcakes, first time a mother takes her daughter skating. And so again, not transformative changes, but milestone moments that emerged. And what was so interesting is that it was a researcher asking a question that as the mothers began to reflect on that and began to be connected with gratefulness, they began to realize that although it wasn't transformative change, it did make an impact on their lives and also on the lives of their children. You know, in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Scriptures, book of Exodus, Exodus 33:19, God says this. God says, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. You see, God, has been made to be gracious. And God has been created by all of us. God has created all of us so that we can be gracious as well. And that's why the Apostle Paul is able to say so boldly, tell God what you need. Thank God for all that God has done. And if you really do want to take it over the top, write down some of those things that you're grateful for, because even science is beginning to emerge and saying, well, those are the kinds of things that make us happier along the way too. And quite simply, telling God what we need, thanking God for what God has done, and just taking a moment to write it down. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Lord, we are grateful. Not only are we grateful for the ways that you have been gracious to us, but we're grateful for the multiple ways, Lord, that you have shown and that you have offered mercy in each of our lives. And Lord, we know that it is your very own nature that you, O God, out of your nature, that there is graciousness that emerges on our lives and in our world. Lord, this morning, Let us not be fearful of letting our needs be made known before you. And let us, O God, in our own thankfulness, let us be people, O God, who thank you for what you are doing in our lives and in the lives of our world. And Lord, when we are able, let us be willing to be shaped by your graciousness. We pray and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.